Hour number four, the amazing Maria Z takes over in about 10 minutes or so, but I want to finish up with your calls. Carlos in Canada, anything else you'd like to add about the debate or the election with 55 days out?
Well, just essentially that there's no kangaroo court that has ever convicted anyone of being innocent, okay? And so in the case of tonight's debate, I think it's a question of President Trump letting Kamala Harris feel confident in the beginning that she's getting some points ahead, because at that point, from the point of view of psychology, she will then fall into the trap of, covering up. Now, if she uses a black voice, a black person's voice, and the equivalent in the visual system would be wearing a black face. So it'll be very interesting whether she tries that. Because she's like a chameleon, becoming Indian African American to African American and back and forth. It's very interesting.
And they're trying to pre-program the media that if Trump is mean to her in any way, he's the bad guy. No, they've been calling for his imprisonment, all of it. She's a thug. He needs to tear the living hell out of her.
Yeah, well, she is not fit to be president of the United States of America. It's really part of the clown show. And in reality, Americans and everyone in the world who's watching this is must be shaking their head, wondering what happened to the real world of the American that everyone knows.
Absolutely, Carlos. Great points. Got to jump. Joe in New York. Thank you, Joe.
Alex, the Haitians grabbing pets out of yards and snatching these ducks at parks and eating them. You think that's going to be a topic tonight, perhaps a rebuttal for one of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The public doesn't care as much about 325,000 missing kids, a lot of them in sex slavery and slave labor, but they do care about the image of people roaming around, eating your animals. But again, for me, it's the insurance rates have doubled because the Haitians are given cars without driver's license to drive around like maniacs. And I've been in Florida and watched the Haitians drive. It's something scary.
Well, that too. Now to bring that up, if you listen to Kamala talk, I'm from the Bronx, and she sounds like people that used to snort heroin. And I think that perhaps she snorts something, and she sounds very nasal when you listen to her. And that is a justifiable thing to have a drug test. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, if she's doing dope, she's doing dope. And
Trump asked for a drug test to Biden. He should challenge her to do a drug test. And he say he'll do one, too.
He should. And just one more thing, Alex. Could you tell your moderators to let me back on? For some reason, they banned me and they censored me from your site. I'd appreciate that.
We don't even really have Infowars.com or Band.Video.
Infowars.com.
I don't even think we even have moderators. The thing, we use a computer program, and they're always updating, and it does stuff. I mean, I don't even think there is moderators, brother, but I hear you. Thanks for the call. I mean, you got on air right now. But just ask what you're calling about, put you on air. So I just thank you. Charles in Ohio, then Tanner. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Alex, there's two things you can probably straighten me out real fast, but I understand Kennedy was a candidate, but and his endorsement of Trump is okay, but him selectively picking states, I think the opposition will use that as an excuse to contest the election.
I mean, I think he's allowed. They checked the law. He's allowed to stay on the ballot in some, but they're not letting him off in Michigan and Wisconsin, North Carolina. Was it North Carolina? Yeah, just let him off of the ballot. But again, they would then, if they're not letting him off the ballot in Michigan, then they can't let Biden off the ballot. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Another thing, the reason for electric vehicles, this is a puzzle, and when all the parts fit, you come up with the right conclusion. And I say electric vehicles aren't being pushed in America. They're being pushed in America, Europe, and Asia, and China, and Russia. So this is the thing. The development of electric vehicle is the same as the space program in the 70s. They think that that will save the U.S. economy. That's why they want all of us to contribute to the research by buying electric vehicles. And it ties in more than that. It ties in with the electronic dollars they're trying to switch us to.
And yeah, no, they want a smart car they can turn off. They already got remote control switches in all the cars by law. Great points. You're dead on, Charles. Thank you. Tanner, last caller, and then Maria Z takes over. Live coverage of the debate right here at InfoWars. Please join us and please boost us. You are the key to everything.